stance. The dice roll every random chance. Take off your coat and stay a while. We'll roll in that D percentile.
All right, I promised an old school summer, so here's a little bit more. I have got my blue bookmark today in the rules tome. Nice, lovely touch, by the way, Gavin. My blue bookmark in one place, my red bookmark in the other place. A couple of things to talk about from the old school essentials book. One of the things I'm taking with, I'm still on the monster lists, and I'm taking with the capacity of some of these really short, sparse entries to nevertheless conjure a whole scenario. I mean, it's something they made a real effort with in the fifth edition monster manual, a real effort to give you lots and lots of ideas about how your creatures would be found and what they might be up to. But typically in fifth edition they do that with big double page spreads, whereas in old school essentials you can get it in just a little quarter page, couple of paragraphs. I'm not saying these are anything amazing, but I chuckle away as I read some of these entries carefully, that really they sum up, you know, they sum up a session's play. Some of these you don't have to think too hard for them to just evoke the whole session. So I'm looking at Dryad, that's where my blue bookmark is. I think this is all SRD stuff. I'm going to read it out. You know, the lovely sparse descriptions you get, just the key information in old school essentials. So under Dryad, we've got shy, peaceful yet wary tree spirits that can manifest as beautiful female humanoids live in deep forests. We've had a bit of discussion on Purple Worm about about spooky trees, haunted trees. It's just a great horror trope for your game. But here we've got the specials. So the Dryad only attacks with magic attack. And your little bits of information: bound with tree, spiritually connected with a single tree. Dryad dies if the tree dies. Meld with tree, can disappear by joining with her tree. And will attempt to charm anyone who approaches or follows. And the charm is: victim compelled to approach the tree vanishes inside it. Save versus spells with a -2 penalty. If not immediately rescued, the victim is lost forever. And of course, you've got treasure hidden in the roots of the tree. And what else do you need? Just in that sparse description, you've got your whole scenario. Bung another faction in there if you want. But, you know, you've even got your motivation. The treasure's there in the roots of the tree. I just like that. That's the entry for one creature. But to me, that evokes a whole evening's play without very much work. My red bookmark is in Killer Bee. Killer Bee is your giant foot-long bee of aggressive temperament, builds hives underground. Great. What do we got underneath? Attack on sight. Die after attacking. Nice. Successful sting attack, a killer bee dies. The sting has poison and lodged stinger. So poison causes death. Save versus poison. These are nasty little things. They're only half hit die creatures, but if you fail that save, and even if you make the save, you've got a lodged stinger, which inflicts one damage per round as it works its way in until you take a round to remove it. Lovely. Then you've got a queen, a slightly buffed killer bee that, of course, lives in the hive and doesn't die when she stings. Then we're told what else is in the hive. Guards, at least 10 bees, remain. Oh, some of whom are really tough, remain in or near the hive to protect the queen. And then you've got magical honey. So under the treasure entry, just magical honey, 2 pints may be found in the hive. It heals D4 hit points if eaten in its entirety. So you've even got some funky equipment. I mean, it's not enough there, that treasure, to motivate you to go into that hive, I don't think. It's pretty lethal. But I just like under the killer bee entry, it's a little bit less than half a page. You've got a whole dungeon statted out for you there. All you need to do is chuck in a reason to risk it. It needs to be a pretty good one. As I say, that one dose of honey wouldn't be enough to get you down there, I don't think. Something would have had to get lost in there or captured or whatever. But once you've got that, I just like that. There's a few other entries like that that just, you know, they purport to just be monster stats, but then you've got just enough information, I think, to get yourself a session of play out of that. So just a nice little thing I enjoy. It's not unique to old school essentials, but there is something really pleasurable about the sparse bullet pointed only the key information, monster descriptions that you can get, and then how much can be evoked with those. I'm feeling I should get onto the treasure, because this discussion about magical swords has got me thinking there's a lot more potential depth there than I've appreciated. Thanks for listening. Look forward to hearing from you, and I'll catch you all soon.
Thank you for listening. If you'd like to contact Dave, please leave a message on Anchor, email dpercentile@gmail.com, or find him on Twitter @d_percentile.